adopted families, step families, chosen families. They come together and form in all sorts of ways, but they're all families. Iva Hoskins came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City with her mom, Amanda Davis, and stepdad, or Pop, Matt Guillory, to talk about how their family formed and what that might mean for her future relationships.
I remember the first time I met you, though, Iva.
That's what I was just about to ask. What was the story of me meeting you?
We all went out to eat Mexican food in Stillwater. You and Mom were living in Stillwater. I came up to have dinner and met you, and we went to a little Mexican, well, it's actually not that little, but a Mexican restaurant on the west side of Stillwater there coming
in. I think it's called Los Vaqueros, and you guys got along like peas and carrots from pretty much the first moment that you met. And I remember when we went to the restaurant, Iva, you did not want to sit with me. You wanted to sit with your pop or, you know, your eventual pop. It was pretty cute.
What was the story of you guys getting married? Like, how, like, what happened?
We dated for a couple of years.
We were friends for five or so years and then started dating and then got engaged when?
Oh, God.
2013?
We got married in 2014, so it must have been 2013. Do you have any memory of the day that we got engaged? Because you were there.
Yeah, I remember a lot. I remember when you were, like, we were sitting at a bench.
Where were we, though? What city were we in?
New Orleans.
We were in New Orleans.
And we were right by the river, and we were sitting at a bench. All of a sudden, Poppy got up, and we were like, why is he getting up? And then he, like, kneeled down, and he proposed the ring to you, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Did you kneel? I don't remember you kneeling.
Do you remember what day it was?
It was Mardi Gras Day.
I'm glad you remember. It was important to me to have you there for that because, I mean, I obviously married your mother, but it was us becoming a family, the three of us. So it wasn't just something that it was all about her and me. It was about all three of us. So
I remember seeing you guys like in the gym at my school, and I remember you guys holding hands in the pews, and I was like,
that felt good.
Yeah, because you guys are just such a good couple together.
That's really nice. That's a nice thing to say. I hope that you keep thinking that. And I hope, what do you think love is all about? Like, what do you hope your life looks like when you get to the point in life where you're forming a family? What do you think it's going to be like?
I mean, seeing you guys, like, you guys' life together, it's, like, such a good life, and Daddy and JC's life together are, like, it's just, like, a dream come true for you guys and JC and Daddy, and I hope that my relationships will be like you guys's.
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure. Family can be anything, right?
Yeah.
I love both of you very much.
Love all of you.
I love both of you, too.
Glad we're a family.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.